Baruch Hashem. Okay, now let's learn a little bit because I want to try and want to get this sugya. So we were doing Taisus. Let's just say over again, outside Taisus, and I would like to do the Marsha inside maybe. But the going over to Taisus, the Taisus apparently has two shatim in the Gemara. One, the first shot is that the two shuls were in the same place. And the second shot is that the two shuls were in two different places. And apparently, Taisus is bothered by the problem in both Nishinas, how were they allowed to knock down the shul? Because they obviously assume that they agree with Rav Chisda that there's an issur to knock down the shul. So he says, if you learn they're in the same place, so it's simple, because that's the equivalency of a tiyua. So even though someone pointed out that the Gemara never said this far of tiyua yet, but apparently this is built on this far of tiyua, even though the Gemara didn't say it yet. It's a little bit out of order, the Gemara. Now there's the Gemara first later, it tells us a finish of tiyua. But in order to understand why they were allowed to knock it down, you have to know this is side of tiyua. Okay. So that was Taisus's first answer.
What's the difference between the first and second? I don't understand. When Taisus switches from one to one building to a second building, I don't know. I got cut off. I don't know if anybody said the second building. Two buildings.
If it's in the same place, same building, you can only have one building. You can't have both buildings. Then that's Taisus says. It's a very simple answer. Because the fact that I can only have one building, either a winter building or a summer building, so it's a tiyua, because now it's getting, I have a summer building, now it's getting cold. If I'm not going to knock down this building, I'll have a building that's freezing.
So I'm knocking it down, slow, I'm sorry. So after the summer, I'm knocking down the summer building, and somewhere in between the summer and the winter, I'm building the second building. I'm building
the
new building.
I assumed yesterday, and I think they're right, that the whole building here takes within a week, and therefore you're in the summer season comes to the end, you quickly knock down that building and you quickly rebuild the winter building. When the winter season comes to the end, you quickly knock down that building and build the summer building.
Man Amat Saluye would say you can't do it because you have no place to daven during that week.
Says that it's mutter according to everybody. That's pretty pashup shot in Taisus, because it's a svara of tiyua. Everybody agrees that when there's a tiyua, you're allowed to knock it down. So since if you won't knock it down, you only have a summer shul in the winter or a winter shul in the summer, which is a bad thing. So what you see, what Taisus is teaching us, that a tiyua, you know, you see a chiddush in Taisus, a halacha, a tiyua doesn't have to mean that the shul is going to come crumbling down, that there's something wrong with the shul. Some of it could be if it's very much, much too small, and it can be super crowded. That would be a heter from Taisus. That might also be called the tiyua. Type of thing, it's a shul, is there something intrinsically wrong with the shul? It's going to be too cold in the winter. It's going to be too hot in the summer. So that's called the tiyua. And therefore, everybody agrees you're allowed to knock it down. Pashup shat. Taivis is saying, Pashas. We don't know. I'm not going with the Marshal yet. But Pashup shat, Taivis is going in everybody. And he's saying, and if you learn it's the same place, then according to everybody, it's mutter, because it's a tiyua.
Okay, right? Two buildings.
Okay, I'm going there. I'm going there. So that's Taivis beginning. So if it's in the same place, so there's a heter tiyua, which again, I think there is a kiddush halacha that tiyua does not mean that it's going to come tumbling. Rashi was not clear. Rashi said,
Shem Yipo.
Then Rashi didn't say, where Rashi said, Shem Yipo? I don't even, I didn't, one second, where is it, Rashi?
By tiyua, by the kua.
So Rashi said Mizuman Lipo, but you see from Taisus that you don't need Dafka Lipo, right? That's a Chiddush in Taisus that Pashas Rashi is not Mashma that way. Rashi's Mashma that to you is because it's going to fall, And Davis is saying even the fact that it's inconvenient. I don't think you can't daven. You see later in Taisus that you could daven there, because that's what Taisus says. It has it's considered an ikum based class as achrina.
Rashi's explaining what the word tiyua means. He's not. He doesn't have to.
Rashi says it's a tiyua that's going to make it fall. You could have a tiyua. It doesn't make it fall. It just makes it, you know. But okay. Anyway. So, but Taisus is saying that the fact that it's not comfortable is also equivalent to a tiyua. Okay. Then we go to the next case where it's in two different places. So here, the chayr is not a tiyua because you're in perfect condition. You have a summer shul and you have a winter shul. And there's some reason you want to redo it. So that's dumb. There's not a valid reason. You want to make it nicer, prettier, more beautiful. I don't know. That's not a valid reason, Pashtas.
So why do we need Beis Mekomos? Why isn't it just sufficient to say the two Bate Knesios?
One at a time, please. What?
Why isn't it sufficient just to say the two Bate Knesios? Why do we have to say two Bate Knesios and two Mekomos?
That's what it means. That's what it means. And
as opposed to one Mekomos?
Not in the same place. In the same place. I mean, it's the same. You have to knock down one to get the other. In two different places means it's not necessary to knock down one to get the other because they're in two different places. I think that's the Pashat. That's, you know, there's the question was it in the, it's obviously it's two different shuls, they're built differently. The question is it a necessity to knock down one to get the other because you only have one piece of real estate, or you have two different pieces of real estate and therefore you could keep each one up without carrying out the other one?
Do they have to do this?
Rabbi, so if one second, if you have to do work on them, why isn't it a cheshbon that like you have the whole summer to work on the winter place or the whole winter to work on the summer place? Why would you rush?
That. You're mechave the taisis, but parshat pshat in the mandamar of Pshiusa, at least the fact we're nervous for Pshiusa. Rashi was mashma for sure. Rashi was mashma Pshiusa that something might happen and it'll never get built. So the fact that you have this whole summer is not, so what? Pshia will happen. You know, the case of, for example, with the pigeon shvuyim, and then you won't have any money. And then no matter how much time you have, you're not going to get it built because you the pigeon shvuyim will come. They'll take away all your money and you're not going to be ready to spend more money. So it makes no difference if you have 6 months or 10 months. Rashi seems to say, pretty, I mean, that was the mashmos of Rashi. Rashi said, and Pshiusa, the low bundle akwiti was mashma that they'll never build. That's also how the Ksav Sefer gripped Rashi, that they'll never build. That's why he said his pshat that it's not such a common thing that shares your Leyasa Avla. But the Rashi's mashma, they'll never build it. Taiv is Einachinami, later has a different pshat. Okay.
But right now, Rebbe, this in the winter, and they want to do something to the summer shul, right? So they obviously have to do something. So they have a second. They have to do something to the summer shul while they're.
They don't
in the
have to do something. They just want to beautify it. Pashtas.
No.
They want to beautify it.
What's
the chiddush
tomorrow?
They're
not chiddush tomorrow. Then there's no chiddush tomorrow.
What? Rashi no. According to Taivis, it's second ukimta. But I don't know. We're talking with the two cases. In the first case, of course, they want to do something to the shul because it's a winter shul and they need it for the summer. The summer shul they need it for the winter. They have to change the whole construction because it the summer shul is built different than a winter shul. So that's of course. But and that's called the tiyua because there's too many windows, the walls are too thick, whatever it is. But in the second case, where you have two shuls, so you're keeping your winter shul for the winter. And you're keeping the summer shul for the summer. So there's no real need to do anything. You have a winter shul, you have a summer shul.
Well, why does Taisus require tiyua?
Because that's exactly the point. Otherwise, there's no reason, there's no heter to knock one down. Because
why not? You have another shul to go to.
But we're afraid of shia, that and therefore the shul won't get built. And then when it comes the summer, and say now you knock down the winter, you won't have your summer shul.
What about Slusa?
Well, that's what we were discussing yesterday. Just with Taiv is Avakasha in Slusa. So Pashtas, Pashas, but that's going.
What was the chiddush of Marema Mazutra? That's what I don't understand.
Rashi says the Rosh and Tosfos here.
Rashi does not say that. He says that the machlokas is how we pass and we're going. Pashas Tosfos is kasha would not be shver in the Mandamar Asalui. See, Pashas Shat. That's what the Rosh says. The Rashi says Tosfos agrees to that. So when Tosfos asks the kasha. That if it's two shuls, how are you allowed to knock it down? Two shuls in two different places, how are you allowed to knock it down? So Pashtus, and this is the Tevis Kasha, is only in the Madamar of Shiusa. Right? That's what we're seeing. Now, the
Rosh says Marzutra held like Salusa.
I understand. So then he went, and then he has no Kasha. He says, and therefore it's very good. But Tosfos who asks the kasha, Tosfos asks the kasha. I'm saying that Tosfos agrees with the Rosh he agrees partially. He agrees Parshipshat is the Rosh is correct. That if you say this problem is Da Suluya, then there's no problem how you're allowed to knock down when you have two shuls.
Okay.
When Tosfos asks the kasha, it must be because Tosfos is asking according to the Svara of Shusa, which means that Tosfos is disagreeing in that point with the Rosh. The Rosh said that these people hold Tzeluya, and Tosfos is disagreeing with that. Tosfos feels that that's Teichik. Right.
There's no problem of Shusa.
The Rosh held, I don't think no problem to use that.
Well, he holds only Salusa.
These people, Marimar and Marzutra, did not hold the problem she used. Maybe correct. Other people do. Maybe
Halacha, there is a problem.
We don't know how the Rosh is passing in Halacha. Have to look inside.
But with Marzutra, he says it's a machlokas through. I see with machlokas the Rosh and Tosfos here.
Right. Yes, okay. It's a machlokes. They both pashtus agree that there would be no problem if you hold Tzeluya. Therefore, the Rosh says is not bothered by a problem. He says if there's no problem, then Meimar Marzutra hold of the Svara of Tzeluya. Tosfos asks the kasha. So that means that Tosfos is assuming that Meimar Marzutra are working with or could be working with Shiusa. What?
Marsha says, like the Ron says, we see.
Okay, well, I'm not up to the Marsha yet. Let me go. I'm trying to go in order.
So, Rebbe, just very slow. I'm at the first step. What's the chiddush according to Rebbe of Marema Mazutra? If there's two buildings, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, Rav Chista said it's Aser. It's like the Gemara, Marema Mazutra built it. Why did they build it? Either Kutiyua or they wanted to build construction. What is the Gemara adding that they used to do this? No problem. What's the problem? No chiddush. Some of the first cases of chiddush.
The Marsha Tosfos is bothered that there should be a problem.
Right.
Tosfos doesn't understand why it's mutter. Tosfos says it should be usher.
But the only
thing cautious, he doesn't understand why it's mutter. So of course it's a very big chiddush that they did it. Any one of Tosfos's terutzim is a chiddush.
Why is it a chiddush if it's to you? Or why is it a chiddush?
Oh, if you take that answer to you, so then that's good for the chiddush.
That they saw to you? They saw to you.
The chiddush could be that when you have a Tiyuah, especially that this is considered a Tiyuah, you're allowed to knock it down.
Not considered. The second thing is Tiyuah. They saw Tiyuah. According to the Tosfos' answer, they saw Tiyuah. Okay, so what's the Chiddush that they did this so in the summer, that, or the winter? That, they see a Tiyuah.
You'll have to say that Gufa was a Chiddush that we rely on Tiyuah. You have to say that according to the... That the fact that we rely on it to you is itself a chiddush. But I
thought Tosfos was saying that this isn't to you. I thought Tosfos was saying that the fact that you it's uncomfortable to dive in there isn't to you. That's a big chiddush. That's not regular to you.
But he's asking him the next step, which I didn't get. We didn't get to yet, so we got to go in order. And that our Rachman is right. So Tosfos. Tosfos's first case is initially assuming that there's one place. So then why are you allowed to knock it down? He says, because Tiyuah. Napshot, of course, yes. Chaim Gordon is right. It's a tremendous chiddush because Rashi seemed like Tiyuah is only going to fall down. And Tavis is telling us a chiddush that even if the Tiyuah is as uncomfortable. Then Tavis is bothered by Akasha. But what if you say it's in two places? So then why was he allowed to knock it down? So Tavis has, I think, four answers. We'll see. The first answer is, he makes an ukimta. The ukimta is he goes to Chazi Beit Tiyuah.
Chazi Beit Tiyuah. Real cracks.
Right. So now
he repairs.
According to that answer, what's the chiddush? Okay, I don't know. The chiddush pashtus is that the ma'isa shahaya that we rely on Tiyuah. That's the chari. You have to say that's what the Gemara is bringing a ma'isa. That's that proves that the halacha is true.
Doesn't that make the Gemara later a little strange? Because 10 lines later, after this chiddush of reading the Gemara has a great big chiddush. Loi amran el de loi chazi batiyua. Have a chazi batiyua sasri money. Hello, yes. We learned this 10 lines ago as a story.
Yes, I agree. It's a little strange. I don't have an answer for that.
What's the kasha again, please?
That the Gemara is a little bit out of order.
Right.
Because the Gemara, when the Gemara brought the Maisa, Meimar, and Marzutra, and Tavis is saying that the reason why Tavis is saying, we're going to the second Lashon, that it's in two different places. Tavis' first answer is that the reason why it was Mutter is because it was Tiyuah. So obviously, when the Gemara brought the Maisa, Meimar, and Marzutra, so the Gemara wasn't baffled by what's Pshatim and Meimar, and Marzutra. The Gemara obviously knew Tavis's answer. So according to Tavis's first answer, they understood the Gemara that Mamer and Marzutra did it because the case was it was a Tiyuah. So then how come later the Gemara says that no Amar and Ed and Al-Khazib Tiyuah? They obviously knew that already. Now that we already knew that because that's Gupa how we understood Ramar and Marzutra. So you're saying a Chiddush later. Mimashach, if you didn't know it yet, so how did Gemara understand Meimar Marzutra till now? If they knew it already, so why are they making a big deal about it later? Yes, that's a valid question.
When the Gemara itself says to you or later, what's the chiddush in the Gemara itself?
The chiddush is that you would have said that, so what? It is a Tiyuah, you know, Dayad Sara B'Shaita, wait till the shul falls down. And then you build it. Meanwhile, you know, a shul can, with a Tiyuah can last 20 years, can last 50. You know the famous story with the Rebbe says, Alvin Meltzer, and to the Chafetz, you know, Chaim, he said, there are some sick people live very long lives. Right? That's the famous story. So you can have a shul with a Tiyuah, and it can live, it can stand for who knows how long. It's not mukhruk that it's going to fall tomorrow. It'll fall eventually.
Solving the fascists,
huh? What? I don't know it's solving the fascists. No one said here solving the fascists. I don't believe that's his problem. You probably, before it starts to fall, you get warnings. It starts getting, that Tiyuah gets much, much bigger, and you got warnings. It's just an indication that eventually it's going to fall. So it's more convenient to be, you know, to build, knock it down when your plans, and you can plan for it instead of being taken by surprise and you're not prepared. But that's not so bullshit. That's a finish.
Could be different levels, like Tysus was saying, even like it has to be more of a Tiyuah versus the Gemara saying, even, you know, you have to make levels like, you know.
But you don't see it anywhere. So where, how do you, it doesn't say. Tysus uses the same exact word that the Gemara used. Tysus says, you know, the Chazi brought Tiyuah. So to say that Tysus means a different level than the Gemara, you use the same word. It doesn't sound right, you know.
So okay, what is about to fall? Super Tiyuah? Was it a Super Tiyuah when it's about to fall?
Okay, but I'm not ready to say that.
Rabbeinu Gershom, who introduced us to the two shuls, he says they machzikim by, he used to strengthen, I think that's machzikim by means, he used to strengthen the other shul during the other zman. The winter, they should strengthen that. Would that be permitted according to Tysus, the machzik in it?
I don't know. It depends if there's a problem. What the reason what is. If it's because your fredel is going to fall eventually, that might be like a Tiyuah. that could be the same thing.
No, get but it, as long as you're strengthening it, then the svara of a kidnapped person is not going to come along.
Kidnapped person,
I mean, you're going to have pidyon shvuim for pidyon shvuim. So why can't? What's the svara? You can't do it if you're just strengthening it. What would the reason not to be?
You didn't do it yet. You have the money. You're knocking it down. Strengthening
means strengthening means you're knocking down, or just means you're putting it in
schools. Clearly, they're knocking it down. Otherwise, the plow doesn't belong in this. Sasri Ubani.
Right, but I'm saying if they're just strengthening it, then the that's not a problem, right?
Not breaking it down, but the Gemara says they knock it down. When he's saying it's strengthening, they knock it down to build it better, but they have to knock it down. They have to, you know, there was a wooden structure, and now they knock it down to make a stone structure, whatever it is. Okay, let's go back to type. I want to get to the Rasha, please. So Taivis's first answer is that there was a tiyur. Taivis's second answer is that since you have another shul, so they're not so problem, which is a little funny because that other shul is seasonally improper. So you have to say that even though the other shul is seasonally improper, but you know there's. You know, says, since you have another shul, what's the other shul? That means it's the summer shul or the winter shul. Because otherwise, who said there's another shul? So you see, Reb Tzai says that even though one's a summer shul, one's a winter shul, b'di'aved, you can daven everything in that one shul. Right? That's pretty clear in Tzai says. Otherwise, Tzai's second answer doesn't make sense. Says that since you have another shul, so we're not nervous. Because worst comes to worst, you have the other shul. So I would be like the other shul because it's the wrong season. What?
That's so, like the original TU and Teretz number one.
It's one of just the opposite of Teretz number one. It's almost a steer of Teretz number one, because Teretz number one said that if it's in the difference, the summer shul and the winter shul and the summer is considered a TU. So the simple understanding of that is. Because it's unbearable and you can't dive in there. But you see from Taivis later that you could dive in there. So it's really, it's increasing the tremendous chiddush of the Teretz number one, that even if it's just not, even if you could dive in there, and if you're stuck, you will dive in there. Because like you see in Taivis's, here it is, answer number two in part two, that is considered the Eved. We say you have a place to daven because you can daven there. And then, but the Maisa, that's still called the Tiyua in part one, answer one, because it's not so good. So that's a very big finish in Taisus. This second answer is Megada, I believe, a finish in the first answer. Because it's making the first answer in the first approach, because it's megada that a summer shul in the winter and a winter shul in the summer is not unusable, and Taivis still said before it's considered a tiyua.
It could be Tosa doesn't know what the mitzvah exactly was, and you can hear different possibilities and whatever's convenient.
Okay, but that's taichik, you know. that's taichik. The Taivis is flipping in the mitzvah without telling us. And the Taivis is flipping the Metzias without telling you is more Daichik. So I'm not going to buy that yet. Okay. Anyway, let's go further. So Taivis' second answer is that since he has another shul in Lachish. I think where it says Ikatuk Lachrina, that means Ikatuk is not a base classes. Okay. The third answer is that Machmas Korbachom ain't Lochu Shema Yivshul. So this I ask the Kasha, that what do you mean? The whole Tzvar of Lo Yivshul is they won't build a shul altogether. So so here, you know, they won't build a shul, they'll have no shul. So and you're still Lochish. So why? Because they have a the short of Kavah Chaimer, Mada, if they have no shul, they have only one shul, they knock it down, we're nervous that they won't rebuild it because of Shiusa. So when they have two shuls, and the second shul is a B'di'evet shul, because it's only a summer shul for the winter shul for the summer, So you surely have to be nervous that they won't rebuild it. Right? So this is a very difficult Sara, I think. Yeah, well, so Sandy said a Sara in psychology, which, okay, we'll have to like to see if someone says it, is that if they have no shul, so then, okay, they're happy. Listen, Ones Rachmana Patri, it's an amazing thing. Ones Rachmana Patri, right? So the pigeon shuyim came. They can't have any money. They rationalize their Ones, and they're happy. They go home happy. Listen, we don't have a shul, but what can we do? Ones Rachmana Patri, everything's great. But here in this case, where they have two shuls, so if they're gonna knock one down. And one summer, one winter, and then comes on the Sheba, the pigeon shuim, and takes their money. They're gonna have to go ahead and dive in the hot shul because they can't go ahead and not dive. You know, they have no excuse in not diving, and then they're gonna be uncomfortable. They can't, you know, say, "Oh, everything's great." So then they'll end up pushing themselves to build the shul, right?
I sent Rebbe an email a few hours ago with someone that I think from Chachmi Sfarad. That I think says.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not see. When did you send? Because I've been checking my emails.
4 or 5 o'clock. So maybe didn't.
Okay, well, I don't check my emails that often. I don't check that often. I did look. You know. Okay, but not so. But I guess I didn't look after it. Like I did not see it. Okay, that's just sort of. It's an interesting Muslim story that a guy who has Ein Rachmana Patri. It's a Machaya. Ayin Rachmana Patre is the greatest, you know, you feel good. You don't have to do the mitzvah and you're in Ines. And you don't have to bother doing the mitzvah and you don't have to feel bad. The Ines. Ayin Rachmana Patre. Great. But here, when there's two shuls, you can't say Ayin Rachmana Patre because you got that other shul. Okay, that was as far. Okay, let's go further. And then they're going, wait, I'm moving. And then David's last answer is, that it's his man Gadol. So it's man Gadol, which means, so we said that he's arguing. I stopped. On the last answer, we said it's a raya that Tavis doesn't agree with the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham seemed to say there were cheshes for Ines. So Kor V'chaim won't stop Ines, only he'll stop Shia. So with the last teretz is a raya that Tavis doesn't agree with the Magen Avraham. And then Tavis's third tirus is that when it's man Rav, we're not nervous, which is not like the mashmos of Rashi. Okay, well, let's go to the Marsha and read the Marsha. Okay, let's read the Marsha inside as much as we can. Okay, we're doing the second the second Marsha.
What does the Marsha mean when he says this is the end of the Dibur?
I don't know. I didn't read that one. I mean, I don't know. Let me go to the next Marsha because I don't want to get bogged down. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to. It's gonna have to study it and let's read it.
Yeah, the
Maharam
makes the point of it. Okay.
I'm not saying that. I just want to get the Marsha. There go. The second Marsha by God. In base, but the Knesset way of base mekindness. Ad kam v'shaino. Agazu. Eina defeat the das rush. Right. The source of the memory of Mar Sutra, Savi Mishim Suluya. That's obviously true. According to the Rush, Tavis would have no problem. So Tavis, the Rush says that there is no problem. Meimar and Marzutra are very simple. They hold the problem is Suluye, and we're not worried about Pshia. Obviously, you have 6 months here to build the shul, and that's plenty of time to build the second shul. You wait till the end of the summer, and you knock down the summer shul. You got 6 months till the summer comes again. So there's no problem. So that's the Rosh says that if you hold Sluye, since you don't know the Pshia, there's absolutely no problem. So it's simple. So obviously the fact that Tavis is bothered by the problem and he doesn't, he gets all kinds of answers. So he obviously does not agree with the Rush that they're holding Mishum Tzluyeh.
Hello.
Hello. Kedas Achrayinim, because of Iran. Obviously Achrayinim don't mean what we call Achrayinim. It means the latter Rishayinim. Because of Iran. Now the guys pointed out that this Iran, it's in the Mukha Yaisef, that this is very
in the
common.
Iran itself.
What?
In the Kovets, in the Iran.
No, it's not. First of all, okay, I don't believe that the Marsha had the Chidushe Iran. I don't think Chidushe Iran is a new safer, I think. And second of all, he doesn't, there's some differences the way the Marsha quotes it and in the Chidushe Iran. In Kedas Achrayinim, I don't think in the Iran quotes Achrayinim. I think that's in the Mukha Yaisef. And I'm pretty sure it means in the Mukha Yaisef. So I think so. And the Mukha Yaisef and the Iran usually say the same thing. That's generally a rule, but I think okay. Anyway, it's not really so important. The Kedas Achrayinim goes to Iran. The Meimar Mar Sutra Nami Chashid Pshiyusa. Kedemasek Talmuda Boy Ravino. In other words, Meimar Mar Sutra Nami means.
I know how Nami is really.
Nami Chashid Pshiyusa. They also hold Pshiyusa.
I mean, they say because that's halacha lemaisa, we pass him pshiyusa.
Masik gamuda boy.
So that's why he wanted to say the
name. Okay. Right. So now, does he mean to say, what does the word nami mean?
Also, mean both. Nami? Both.
What mean also? Also what?
Pshiyusa and pshiyusa both.
Oh, they hold the both.
Yeah.
That's what he means with the word nami.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know if that's what. Let me look. Let me look at the Namuka Yai say. If that's what the Mukha Yaisek said, they hold them both. I don't think that's what the Mukha Yaisek said. But I could be wrong. Where is the Mukha Yaisek again? Let me find it. It's on page, in my print, it's page base. Okay, my. Mutter Lister O Chashin Pshiyuso. Kosu Achrayinim. Okay, then I don't know. Raya Midamar, my sister's Okashi Psiusa, Keen Dreda Mace Classes Kavua, they made Okadu. The Lakamar did Okashi in Psiusa, the Mida Sam Kazuda boy, Dravina. The boy, I leave it about the kashyap she used. So they, shmamine, hokinami siridahu. Hokinami siridahu.
I thought it just means that, who is it? Marema and Ravina agree that it's midin pshuso and not midin tsluye.
Just like Ravina.
Right. On the questions over there of the Maskana of the Gemara, we see that the Chashas of Pshiyusa, so Hachinami, you know, what brought before that is Chashas of Pshiyusa.
It would be strange for the Gemara to switch from holding like one to the other without telling us, right?
Right. In other words, it's a Nami, Parshat Pshat is, you see the Maskana hold Pshiyusa, so they also are like the Maskana. Right, that's right. I think that's right. So in the Namuka Yosef,
yeah, it's clear like the Sandy
means not only Ravina but also they. So in other words, but what I think, but I happen to agree with Rav Nosson that he's making a good point in that the Marsha Pashtis is like Sandy saying, that at a Gedas Achrayinim Shekosef Aran, the Meimar Mar Sutra Nami Chayshin Pshiyusa. They also, it's not only later in the Gemara, it's clear later in the Gemara that the Ravina that they hold of Fiusa, but he also holds that way, right? That's how, that's a Nami. That Ravina and Ravashi. So it's not just Ravina and Ravashi, but also Mar Meir and Mar Sutra.
Why can't they hold the both? I don't understand.
So, no, that's also a possibility.
I mean, he could hold like the Rush. That's what I was learning. That
The Rush never went. No, no,
the Rush just slew you, yeah? And they say Nami, they also Pshusa.
Okay, so this is the question. The question is, I don't see anyone, there's no one mentioned the Gemara that holds a both. To say that there's a day that holds a both, I don't know. Why? We at Pashtus, there's okay. No reason to assume. Now, there might be Rishonim that say that, but you have to have a Hechra. There's no, the Gemara brings two to shyness. The Gemara doesn't say that it's either Ika is this or this. The Gemara doesn't say someone holds a both. Now, the question is Tysus. Tysus has a kasha. The assumption is the Rush says clearly, and the Marsha says that this, you can't deny this, that if you're going in Mars in Saluya, Tysus has no kasha. So Tysus's kasha was only if you hope she used her. So the way the Marsha seems to say it is that Tysus asked his kasha because Tysus agreed to the Nemuka Yaisei that there's a raya that these Amoraim hope Shiusa because we don't want to make a machlokes halacha in the Gemara. Now, to me, that's very, very weak. Even though I got to be careful. I don't, I'm not such a machlokes to argue to Marsha, but it sounds weak because the Maisa, then Mukhi Yosef says it. But the Rush disagrees. The Rush says that you are allowed to say that Miremar and Marzutra hold like Suya, and they don't hold up Shiusa. And I, the Gemara later, hold up Shiusa. Okay, so there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. That's what the Rush says. So, now, I can hear, fine, you the Mukha Yaisei says that's Taichik. But to say that Tysus is asking his Kasha based on the fact that he holds that it's Taichik, when he doesn't say it beferish, so Tysus left out that step. He said, well, Tysus left it out because it's self-understood. Well, it's obviously not self-understood because the Rush doesn't know it. Right? In other words, I'll be trying to be clear. When Tyvus leaves out something, so generally speaking, it's not so terrible if Tyvus left something out, because we can say, Tyvus says, well, I have to write everything out. I'm speaking to dummies. You're Talmid HaChamim. Obviously, you'll figure it out. You know this. I assumed you knew the basics. So I didn't have to speak out every single step. There are certain steps I skipped because I assumed that I'm writing for Talmid HaChamim. But over here, we have a machlokes rishonim. That's the Marsha himself says, a machlokes rishonim between the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef. Who does Mamemar and Marzutra hold like? So you can't say that it's obvious. It's obvious that Mamemar and Marzutra hold Shiusa. It's obviously not so obvious because the Rosh, who was a great Rishon, he's not in this Katnu Adairis to Tysus. He's on the same level of Tysus. It's not like Tysus say, anyone at my door will know that. I'm speaking to people at my door. The Rosh is also in your door, so to speak, basically. And he didn't know it. So Tysus, and am I, you say, well, Tysus felt that the Mukhi Yosef is right. Okay, very nice. So say so. In other words, according to the Marsha.
Well, the Marsha is trying to explain why Tysus is asking the question.
Right. So Tysus, I'm saying the Tysus is chaser. Because if Tyvus is,
that's why the Marsha is telling us what he meant.
Predicated, I think it's an old daichik. If Tyvus's kasha is predicated on a diak, which is a highly debatable diak, and not every rishon holds to that diak, so shouldn't Tyvus have mentioned that diak before he asks his kasha?
Why are we saying the Rush doesn't hold to the diak?
Because the Rush says that they hold Meremer as they're going in Suya.
Maybe because he doesn't like Tyvus's answer.
I understand.
He has those questions.
But that means that he feels that b'di'evad, it's not so, it's possible, you're allowed to say, you know, okay, maybe it's not al-chatchila, but it's a possibility to say that that even though the Rosh said the Farish, that the Gemara later, Ravina holds like Shiusa, and Mary Marzutra holds Liya, and it's not so difficult. Right? You see that from the Rosh, that that's not the end of the world. So it means that the Rosh is saying that this diak, that it can't be that the Gemara later holds Shiusa and Meremer Marzutra holds Uyai, is not such a strong diak. The Rosh says it's not true. So I'm saying it just, it makes the Marsha's shot very, not a little daichik, that Tavis is asking Akasha, predicated on a diak, which the Rosh Lechaira doesn't hold up, or hold that it's not a diakamukrachas. So then what, so then Taif is, okay, you want to hold it a diak. So you know, you're allowed to argue with the Rosh. Okay, I say argue with the Rosh, but at least speak it out. But don't leave it, don't not say it.
Rabbi, I understand the math of what Rabbi's saying, but isn't this pretty common that from a Rishon's Kashi sometimes come up with, based on his Kasha, he must grip a certain Maramokom in a certain way that's not the Pashtos, or not the way everybody understands.
Tavis felt that in his door, everyone would understand this. He doesn't have to explain it. The Achrayim didn't get it. So this got no Adiris. The Achrayim were, you know, the Achrayim were on the level of Tisus. And what Tavis took as a Davar Pashit, the Achrayim didn't understand. We don't understand for sure not. We would have never thought that way. But Tavis took what Davar Pashit, what we think is a very big Chiddush. That I can live with. But when it's a Machlokes Rishayim, the Rush is about Tisus. Okay, maybe a little bit later about Tisus. But he's about Tisus. I don't know when this Haggah. The Haggah is probably also a late Baltisus. It's a Haggah and Tisus. It's probably a pretty late Baltisus. So the Rush is one of the Bawe Tisus. I wouldn't be surprised if he's before the Haggah. So, and then the Geyazah is not about Tisus, just for the record. So Tisus is assuming not like the Rush. And he doesn't say anything. And you're supposed to figure that out, that it's mukhluk, not like the Rush. I mean, you know, the Rush opinion should have been, Tavis should have been, you know, we do say this guy Badiak. We ask him, didn't he understand his opponent, so to speak? We do always ask this, should have understood the other opinion.
Would it be at all
the other choice? What?
Would it be helpful to say that the Rosh agrees? The Pashtus is definitely like Tosfos. That's the Pashtus. And Tosfos has no need to defend or present. The Rosh doesn't like Tosfos Teretz, so he has no choice but to take a different route.
Okay, maybe. But it's not so, that's so beautiful.
Who does Rabbi have a problem with?
The other way of learning Tosfos, if I was the Marsha, which is, of course, I'm not, I would have learned like Nasan Meltzer in Tisus, that I would have learned, which is not like the Muge Yosef. I would have learned that Tisus holds that the Pashas Mashmos and the Gemara is Meimer and Marzutra can work with both Shitas. Just like you had two Lashonis in Rav Chisda, so you have two Lashonis in Meimer and Marzutra. In other words, Meimer and Marzutra are working within Rav Chisda. There are two versions of Rav Chisda. They work in both versions of Rav Chisda. Not that they hold of both, they hold of either or, right? No one holds of both. But Rav Chisda could have held either one. The Gemara doesn't know which one Rav Chisda held. The Gemara doesn't take a side. So Meremar and Marzutra also, the simple reading of the Gemara is that Meremar and Marzutra are also neutral. They don't commit, they're not committed. So therefore, the that was what Tavis assumed. And isn't it? You know, Pashas is, they work out with both. Then and that's why Tavis has a problem, because how do they work out of the Mount Amar Abshiusa? And the Madamar Sluya works out, but there's a possibility of Shiusa. There's a possibility of Shiusa. They end up Shiusa, they don't work out. So,
couldn't think of the possibility that Rimar and Marzutra hold only Shiusa, not Sluya.
They hold only
Shiusa. Sorry, they only hold Sluya.
Tosis is in the pashtus of the Gemara. In other words, Tosis read the pashtus of the Gemara that they're holding of everything. That's the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara just brought both shitas, and then they bring this, and they're working with the both ik of the amrei. Of course, they could have thought of it, but I mean, you're saying, am I any better than the Marsha? The Marsha, Tavis is making an assumption that they held like Shiusa. What's your raya? Because we have a raya, not a muchlok raya. According to me, Tavis is working with the pashtus. The Gemara brought two to shyness. Okay, so they're going with both the shyness. That's a pashtus. I don't know. In other words, I don't know if I would ask the kasha, why doesn't Taifa speak it out? There's nothing to speak out. That's the pashtus reading of the Gemara. According to the Marsha, Taifa makes a diuk. You know, that since later on, the Gemara Ravina is paskling like Pshiusa. So obviously, he's also paskling like Pshiusa. So therefore, you know, we have a chiddush. We have Pshiusa and have a kasha. So that Tavish has spoken out. According to me, I'm not sure if it's so much better, but I think it's a little better. Because I would have said that Tavish just reading the Gemara, Kipshuto, the simple flow of the Gemara. The Gemara brought two sides. The Gemara wasn't Machria. And now we're continuing. Obviously, we're working on both sides. We're not being Machria. So we're working on both sides. So this has to stem with both sides.
I mean, that sounds very good, but what would the Marsha say to that? That just sounds pushed.
What?
It sounds pushed. It, later on, it's going to come out Pshiusa, but at this point, we're going within both sides. Isn't that?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Other than you don't need.
I understand that, but I'm saying it sounds so good that the Marsha shouldn't have anything to say to that.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. I'm saying that I'm pointing out that the Marsha is saying it a little bit. I want to continue in the Marsha, but the Marsha is a little bit different than when I would have said it. That's what I'm saying. I would have said like more like Rabbi Meltzer. No, nothing. Yes. Okay.
I'm just going to help Rabbi. I think that if you say that, since in the Maskana we know that we're in Paschal like Shusa, it's one thing to say that the Merimah and Marzutra were in both Lashonos, but to say that they were in the opposite Lashon. That's a bigger dochik.
Right, that's very dochik.
Right, so that could be why Tosis didn't want to say that they hold Sliye, because then they're going up again. Then they'll face the full force of the Ram's deal, the Mikus deal.
Right, okay. Okay, let's keep it reading the Marsha. So let's read the Marsha again. But Zu Enu the Das Rush. So called Memor Marzutra Sai Mishum Sliye. I think the Ran in the Chidushim does not quote the Achrayim, but the Mugayayseh quoted Achrayim, so that's pretty indicates that he means in Mugayayseh. What?
Okay.
But in general, the Chidushay Aran, you don't find too many Svarim that quote Chidushay Aran. I mean, I don't know. I didn't check the history when it was printed. But the very few Sfarim quote Chidushei Aran. Chidushei Aran is like an off-the-beaten track cipher. You know, they quote the Ran on the back. It's not a common cipher. So it just didn't sound right that the Marsha, who did not have access, we don't find the Marsha quoting great. You know, he's not a big quoter of Rishonim. You know, I don't see him quoting often. So that he's quoting, you know, the Chidushei Aran. Okay. Anyway, Dick, go ahead.
Is it possible the Marshal holds means to say Ella Efsher Gamkein Kedas Achroinim?
He says Ella Kedas Achroinim.
He accomplishes nothing by saying that. He would get the exact same thing, like Rebbe pointed out, by saying both are possibilities. So maybe that's what he means.
But that doesn't sound like what he's saying. Because of Kedas, because of Haran, the name of Zutra, Nami means just like Marzutra and Rav Ashi.
Nami, he's quoting. He's quoting the Ron. I'm just saying.
Ashi the Pusa.
Hello.
Ravina. I said it wrong. I said wrong name. Ravina and Rav Ashi. Okay. Shmamine Hochi Nami Sferaday. Okay, Aisha. Can I never ask this? I hear you want to be daichik to Rosh Hashanah. What does that really mean? Maybe. I didn't think so, but okay. Maybe. Okay. The hashtekosu, the im the farish, shalom gagar rishaina. We don't say like the first hakam. Shoyim makom echad. And a shoyim a base mekayim. Shoyim a base kenasim tikaito. Who base kenasim tisi. What's the word? How you pronounce it, please? I don't pronounce it wrong.
Sisva.
Okay, the hasha lo haya tiyua mikor b'chaim. So you can't there. That's not a tiyua. Sarach loymar the chazelai b'kuya b'tiyua. Right? What's because they saw a tiyua? Okay. Okay, that's the first answer. Inami, even Shayesha based Knesset Acher, meaning the other summer shul, ain't Lochish, Pilish and Pusa. I behold the comrade Dika Dukte Litsuye, Fido Hoki Chayesh Pusa. So you see that he holds the Pusa when there's another shul. I behold the based Knesset Dukla Krita. Okay. All right, so that's pretty simple that we learned. So let me just look at the Marab. Which way does he say it? He says pretty much the same thing. Does he say, like me, that it was Titus meant both? Or did he say like the Marashah? So you see the Maram? Maram.
No, he has a little Kiddush there.
Yeah, but this put on point.
He seems to constantly, you know, say it's going to be good according to, you know, Tzluye. And then, you know, like Tosos is asking according to the Manda Amar Pshusa. So it sounds like he's trying to incorporate both.
Okay, now let's see the Lashon.
I think Rabbi wants to start with Im Shtei Batei Knesios Hayu. It's like a little before the Oid Nira.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there.
But it's before Vanira.
A little before it starts with Imshtei Batei Knesios Hayu.
Yeah.
How much before? Yeah, I see it. Imshtei Batei Knesios Hayu. I read it actually, but I don't remember where it is. Imshtei Batei Knesios Hayu. Ratzalamar. Ulaferesh Hasheni. Shemifarish Hayishnei Batei Knesios. I skipped the line. They didn't have a different summer shul. Had mishum shelo ayah soysim abayim aso edab is man for yisrichem nivnoiso uletakno. I know the hazi beit yua. Ulefize afilo b'meakai soyim utarn nivnoiso. Kiven the chaz beit yua. Edab shenirav gad milsoyim amtinem nisos rani mechayit. So he doesn't comment on whether we're going like which lashem, right?
I think maybe in the next step.
Well, there are the feel like I did all cause the pay to you. I'm returning those hockey kind of see the machine. This is the law I speak and I keep it and I'm oh, because I'm hacker than also shall we get to the
vote. He does make the point.
All the magic word that this time we ship shoes, I feel. Hey, this is
Why does he have to say mutarim livnais habekaita b'sisva mishum de b'sisva lahoyu tzrichim loy kevan chayalaim as beis knesses achar? What are the man that I'm so we don't care about that.
Okay, let me read it again. You're on the old nira. You're trying to feed a hekado kazu bei tiyo. He's trying to be not like them. It's you, sir. Should do like speaking loy. Give them all beis achar. I know what
line Misham the Basisma, Lahayu Trichim Loki, and Chayalim as based Nessasacher. I couldn't demand them up shoes, so we don't care about that.
I mean, we don't care about that.
Why not?
We don't care if you have somewhere else to dive in right now. We're concerned about you not finishing the job, not doing it.
Yeah. So well near the end of the Fino Hate, the little cause he begs you. He said again, you know, the only thing we should do that I speak at all. Kinjam was based on this after. So you're asking a question, you should just say, why does he have to say, one of the Fino Hate, the little cause he begs you? They said with Tarim Lindos Abe Kaita Bisisva. So that those words, Lindos Abe Kaita Bisisva. So Bishum this is the speaking low. Since why do they have to say that? He should just say, since you have a base class as Acher, so we know what there's no problem. So what are you trying to prove? I hear your question. What are you trying to prove from that, Sandy?
I think that that would be the concern of Mishum Tzluye. Manda Ma Mishum Tzluye, we take care of that by saying that right now you have a place to daven, so that's not an issue. And then Tosa is asking, yeah, but you know, but according to Manda Ma Pshusa, you know, what are we going to do? And he answers, you know, for them.
So you want to prove, I have to check it over. So you want to try and prove that the Maram is saying like we were trying to say. And not like the Marsha. That's what you're trying to prove, right? Okay, I'll have to check it. It sounds like a possibility. Anyway, so what comes out as follows is that, just to summarize it, that we have as follows, that the Tzivus Asikasha, the Choyra, he definitely has no, in the second way of saying it, they're in two different places. The Rosh is definitely clear that if you say Tzluya, there's no problem because we're not afraid of Pshiyu. So the shul will get built in time for when you need it. You know, if you don't need the shul for the next 6 months, and you're not afraid of Pshiyu, so and the only problem you don't wear a diamond, but you're not diving there anyway for 6 months, so that's fine. But then the chayra is undeniable. So Tovis is asking the kasha, is obviously asking the kasha in the mandamar of Pshiyu. The only thing is we have two versions. The Mugayazeh version, which is the way the Marsha seems to say, unless you're Daichik, the Marsha's Lashon, which was a suggestion, is that Tavis is working with the Mugayazeh, and the Mugayazeh claim that it's Mukhruch that everybody has to be holding Pshiyusa because we don't want to make a Machlaikis on a Ram in the Gemara. So even though the Gemara brought an Ika de Amre to the Shinus, but since later on in the Gemara it's Mukhruch, that the Amoraim later the Gemara, that they hold of Pshiyusa, so we don't want to make a machlokes Amoraim. So once the later Amoraim, that Rav Ashi And who else was it?
I think Ravina.
Ravina and Maravasha hold up Shiusa. So Taibis is assuming that Marzutra and Mamem are also holding of Shiusa. Okay, that was what the Marsha said. I thought that's a little closer because if that's the Taibis Kasha is predicated on that Diak, that's not such an obvious Diak. Haraya, because the Rush doesn't hold to that diik. So a diik that the Rush doesn't hold of, Tavis is allowed to hold of it. Tavis can say, I think, you know, it's daichik the Rush. The Mugayaz is more glad. But at least he should have said it. The Mugayaz, Gupa says it. But for Tavis to leave it out and to assume that you'll make that diik when it's a machlekes rishonim, I thought was a little funny. So we said a different possibility. That Taivis feels and not an old diukim, it's just simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara mentions Ika de Amre and Ika, two the shiners, Ika de Amre and Ika de Amre. So, and then and the flow of the Gemara is that we're working in both. So, therefore, Taivis wanted to work out that the Merema and Marzutra are working in both because that's the natural flow. And, okay, and then they're
what does it mean? They're working in both. It means they hold of both.
No, not that they hold both. They're neutral. They could hold of both. Just like Rav Chisda is neutral. Rav Chisda, we don't know. Rav Chisda works out according to each lashon. Rav Chisda is neutral. So the Parshat Shad is Meimer Marzutra are also neutral. So they might have personally had an opinion, but there's no indication from what they said what they hold, and they. Their words can work out according to both opinion. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So therefore, Taibis wanted to know how their opinion works out in the possibility of Shiusa, because that's a simple flow. So Sandy is bringing a raya from the Maran, which we have to double check, but it might be. It sounds offhand like a good diak, because the Maran is simultaneously also trying to seems like he's trying to figure out why it's going to Mount Amrasluya, and he's speaking out. So if he held like the Mukayasa,
I thought he was explaining why he's sort of spelling out a dokeik in the chat that really did Slavdavka they built it and replaced it during that time because it could have been they really could have done it in the summer.
Yeah, but in the beginning of the piece, it sounded like he was explaining that they did it in the, I have to read it again. But it didn't sound that way.
I think also in the next step of the Maharam, when he says...
Yeah, the next step of the Maharam is not...
He says, Machmas kor v'chaim, ein loch hoshema yipshu, rat salay ma'afilu lalishna da'amri mishum pshiusa.
Right, yes. Okay, so it's ma'ashpra even in that lishna, you know, right.
The flow is that he's working with both, and he's also asking the questions according to the Manu Mab Shusa, but he's working with both.
Yeah, okay, I hear.